Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the 27th day of October. It's Navy Day, a day to commemorate the U.S. Navy and all those who serve and have served in the Navy. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's also Cranky Coworkers Day, a day to remember those cranky coworkers who you have to work with every day. And to help with that, it's American Beer Day.
So, cheers. Woo-hoo.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna here with things you need to know this morning. A fire Friday in a science lab has led to virtual classes this week at Barnegat High School. School officials say firefighters and emergency personnel responded to the fire at the school after sprinklers were activated in the science lab. The school sprinkler system helped contain the fire, but there's water damage in several classrooms. Classes at Barnegat High School being conducted online beginning today.
Early in-person voting for the November 4th election kicked off Saturday in New Jersey. There are fewer locations open than on Election Day, but the goal is to reduce long lines at the polls come November 4th. Aside from the big New Jersey governor's race between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli, voters will also decide on all of the seats in the state assembly, along with local races.
The National Weather Service says it's probable New Jersey will face another nor'easter this week. The latest forecast says we'll likely be hit with heavy rains and gusty winds starting Wednesday, continuing into Thursday.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 60.
Cat Country 107.3. Jonna's Fangirl Update starts right now.
We're talking about Bunny XO, a.k.a. Jelly Roll's wife, this morning. She's clapping back at critics who question her for staying with Jelly Roll after his affair. She says it takes real strength to face pain head on like that, not walk away. If you want the full story, her memoir, Stripped Down, Unfiltered, and Unapologetic, drops in February. So you do have to wait a little bit, but you can pre-order it. Everything we know about that affair and the book is up now at catcountry1073.com. Speaking of Jelly Roll, he just dropped his go-to jailhouse recipe, and they're wild. His favorite is Flaming Hot Cheetos, beef sticks, and cheese on crackers. His other favorite is a cake pie made from Grandma's cookies, a moon pie, and a Snickers all microwaved together. He doesn't like to focus on those days, though, since they're behind him now. He's focused on the future and what he can do to help people so they don't have to eat those foods ever. Jelly's talking his favorite prison food right now on the Cat Country 107.3.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Welcome to a Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. They were victorious yesterday.
We better have been.
So they made it. That made everything all right.
Yeah, it did.
Our question of the day today, did you accidentally ever steal anything?
Ha.
Were you caught? Did you return it? What happened? Let us know. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have a very good story to start off with Gary. And what happened to, well, actually, it was the Halloween season officially got underway over the weekend. Well, let's first talk about where you're going to be Friday. You have a Halloween event on Friday.
I do. We're so excited. So Halloween has arrived in Atlantic City. There's no better place to be than the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, obviously. We will be hosting the Halloween Smash Bash inside the lobby bar, right inside Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's going to be a great time. Come out. We're going to have a blast. I'm super excited. It starts from 9 to midnight. Get there when you can.
I had a good time Saturday. A friend of mine asked me to judge Anchorage Tavern in Summers Point. They had their Halloween party. There were so many good costumes.
You looked great.
I went as a pirate.
It was great. He and his wife did. It was adorable. They were so cute. So cute.
Some great costumes. There was a girl there with handlebars kind of attached to her front. I'm like, what the heck? She was E.T.
Oh, that's amazing.
With the
meanwhile,
bike.
I'm sitting here like, I gotta go get a onesie and like be like a cow or something. I have no clue what I'm gonna be yet.
There's a guy who came dressed as Quint from Jaws with like a fisherman.
Awesome.
He looked exactly like him. I'm like, are you the actor? Because he looked like him. Some other great costumes included a group came as the Flintstones.
Oh, no way.
The TV show. Another TV show, you probably don't remember, Gilligan's Island.
I remember Gilligan. It was on Nick at Night.
There was a group that came with Gilligan's Island. Everybody was dead on ringer.
Oh, that's amazing.
For all the people on the TV show. And there was a group of girls, and I guess guys, too. There's about five or six of them that came dressed as people in porta-potties.
That's
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. We do this every weekday morning at this time. It's made possible today thanks to our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Tony lives in Brigantine. He sent us the joke today. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Tony.
You. Ladies and gentlemen, from Tony, your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. The man who was killed by the shark attack yesterday while on his honeymoon did not suffer long. paramedics said he'd only been married for 3 days.
LOL.
Great. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Jana, congratulations. You did again. You did great again on Friday. Woo! With your NFL picks. Of course, you picked the Eagles winning.
Yes,
you
naturally.
You also picked Buffalo and Green Bay, and both those teams won as well. So you're now 17-7 on the season.
See, I was nervous. I feel like I went out on a limb for some of these picks. It could have went either way. So I'm really, it was a good weekend, for sure.
Eagles are on a break this week. They've got the bye week. Yep. So I don't know what's going to happen this weekend. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we off to today?
Germany, a security guard stole money that he was supposed to deliver to a bank. Instead, he took the cash and fled the country. He ended up living the good life on a beach. Police had no idea where he was until our hero got lonesome and decided to call home to mom.
Well,
police were able to trace the call. Joe and John, our question of the day today, what did you accidentally steal? Tell us about that and what happened. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have a great story that we got from Gary in Ann Arbor Township about his wife, good morning, we're Joe and Jana here with you need to know this morning. A fire Friday in a science lab has led to virtual classes this week at Barnegat High School. School officials say firefighters and emergency personnel responded to the fire at the school after sprinklers were activated in the science lab. The school sprinkler system helped contain the fire, but there's water damage in several classrooms. Classes at Barnegat High School being conducted online beginning today.
Early in-person voting for the November 4th election kicks off Saturday in New Jersey. There are fewer locations open than on Election Day, but the goal is to reduce long lines at the polls come November 4th. Aside from the big New Jersey governor's race between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli, voters will also decide on all of the seats in the state assembly, along with local races.
The National Weather Service says it's probable New Jersey will face another nor'easter this week. The latest forecast says we'll likely be hit with heavy rains and gusty winds starting Wednesday, continuing into Thursday.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 60.
We're Joe and Jana.
Freezing.
Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-outs start right now.
First, we got a kind of, what's it called?
Belatedly happy birthday wish.
Yes, to Keith Urban. He was 58 yesterday, so happy birthday to Keith. And then Lee Greenwood is celebrating today, 83 years young.
God bless the USA and Lee Greenwood.
Happy birthday.
Locally, happy birthday to Teddy Miller of Mays Landing. Mary Savage of Parkertown is 49. Randy Barbin is 36 today. How about Lois Helmig of KMA Courthouse? Happy birthday, Lois. And Anna Lynn Belk of New Gretna has a birthday today. Anna Lynn, 3 years old.
Oh, Anna Lynn, happy birthday.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Teddy Miller of... It's Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. All right, our question of the day today, what did you steal? We assume it was accidentally because we're not trying to get anyone prosecuted here. What did you steal?
If you're here, it likely was on accident. By accident?
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. And you're first because you are a felon?
Me, yes.
What happened?
It's me. So we were in Wawa. I have a vague memory of it. I hear the story all the time. But we were in Wawa. I was like maybe going on 4, something like that. Mm. And I guess my mom like wasn't paying attention. And I didn't know. I opened up the thingy because remember they used to not be individually wrapped, the pastries.
What are you talking about?
The pastries that used to be in like the little...
Case
thing. Yeah. You opened up the door. I thought they were, you know, free to
take. So at 3 years old, you just opened it up and took a bite?
Took out a donut, bit into that donut. I got in so much trouble. My mom was so upset. She said, you realize you have to pay for this now. Oh, man. So we had to go home. I had to crack open my Barney piggy bank. Mm. Come back. I mean, they were like 25 cents or something at that point. But this was in the 90s.
They weren't 90s. They were 25 cents.
They were like maybe 80 cents, something like that. They weren't like $2 a donut. Anyway, so I had to bring the money back to Wawa, even though they said it was okay.
Right.
So, I was a little traumatized.
So began
never
the life
did it
of crime.
Yes.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us or call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Greg from Egg Harbor Township reached out to us and told us this story last week. He said, my wife accidentally stole a bank drive-through tube.
That's hysterical.
When the tube came back with their transaction slip and some money, she put it on the front passenger seat to double check the money and then drove off with the tube. She hasn't had the time to take it back and has been driving around for 3 days. When I called the bank, they said, oh, this happens at least once a month. Bring it back when you have time.
That's hysterical. Apparently, so it's a thing.
I have, in fact, done that as well.
No, yeah, but you probably noticed it and whipped back around and put it back.
Exactly.
Who's going to carry that around? Yeah.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
There's not many uses for the bank, too.
Right.
Let's go to Christy. She's on the phone from Delmont. Go ahead, Christy. What did you steal?
I stole nuts.
From where?
When I was grocery shopping with my girl when I was like 6 years old.
And what happened to you?
Well, my mom took me home and she shook out my jacket. She's like, where'd you get these from? I said, grocery store.
Hey, see?
Did you get in trouble?
No.
I had a great time. Saturday, I got to judge the Halloween costume contest.
And you were dressed up.
I was a pirate.
I was so excited.
I was at the Anchorage in Summers Point and had a good time, met a lot of nice people. We got a lot of photos of the very innovative and interesting costumes. One girl was dressed as a voodoo doll.
That's creepy. I don't mess with that stuff.
There were people as the Flintstones, another group as Gilligan's Island, another group as porta potty participants, we should say.
Porta potty users?
Yes. You can check those out on the Cat Country 107.3 app and at catcountry1073.com. Let's get to our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. Here it is. What have you stolen? What did you steal? Accidentally, we're asking. 609-383-1073. You said when you were three, you stole a donut. I think all kids
I did.
Do kind of things like that by accident.
I felt so bad. It was a whole ordeal, needless to say. Scared me straight.
Okay. From the Cat Country 107.3 app, Doug from Millville. I was bagging my groceries when I accidentally took someone else's rotisserie chicken.
Oh, no.
Didn't realize it until I got home. My wife said, well, at least it's hot and ready.
Yeah.
Let's call it fate. Let's eat dinner.
Was it delicious, though?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. Sammy from Creek. Sammy from Dividing Creek says...
Or Crick.
I can't say Crick, Jonna. I just can't.
Can't bring himself to do it.
My husband stole a drink off the bar at Stateside Live yesterday. That's in Philadelphia.
Oh, former Xfinity Live, yeah.
At the Eagles game, and it was the nastiest drink ever.
Ew.
Karma. Also, go Birds.
Well.
Thank you, Sammy. Let's go to Dan. He's on the phone from Absecon. Dan, what'd you steal?
It's a long time ago. We stole a parking meter after we got a parking ticket, and we smashed it open and paid the ticket with it.
Shut up.
This sounds like you did it accidentally.
Yeah. Total accident. Oops.
We drove home over the bridge with the 8-foot pole sticking out the back window.
Oh,
and
my God.
Nobody knew?
Nope.
That's so funny.
And you haven't been caught yet?
No, but the funniest part is I became a police officer in that town about 5 years later.
Of course you did.
We're 3 Monday with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is officially on the air. The phone number is 609-383-1073. That's 609-383-1073. Or just hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. If you don't have the app downloaded, it's worth it. We've tested it. We can get through faster hitting the call us button on the app than dialing. All right, up for grabs this morning, a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City, one of our favorite joints. They got more than 40 beers on tap, great cocktails, and of course some awesome food. We should go there for lunch today.
I know. I was just about to say, do you have lunch plans?
Not with you, that's for sure.
Ew! So rude.
It's rude, but it's true.
It's rude.
$50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City is yours if you're the first person who can answer this question. The first one of these opened in America about 100 years ago. At its height, there were over 4,000 or 5,000 of these in the United States. Today, there are only about 400 or so.
Okay.
And only one in New Jersey. 609-383-1073. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air at stake. We have a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Great place for food and drink. Right there on Tennessee Avenue. Thus the name Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. up for the question this morning. The first one of these opened in America about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
At their height, there were 4,000 or 5,000 across the country. Today, there are less than 400. Only one in New Jersey.
Only one. Wow.
Only one.
Okay.
Hi, Cat Country.
White Castle.
White Castle is not it.
That's a good guess. I love
it. I don't think I've ever been to a White Castle.
It's far from here.
Yeah. Far from everyone.
Kind of.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Drive-in movies.
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Wow.
All right.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Acorn City.
When was the last time you were at a drive-in movie, Mike?
High school.
Me too.
Mike, in the 80s. Back in the 80s.
Me too. Mike, we've got a $50 gift certificate to 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Jana, I didn't think about this. Did you ever go through to a drive-in movie?
I have, yes.
I guess the one in Delsey Drive, yeah. So you have the opportunity, at least.
Yeah.
How long ago did you go?
The last time I went was actually during the pandemic, and we saw the Garth Brooks, drive-in movie concert thing.
Yeah.
That was the last time. And then the movie I saw before that, I want to say they were, showing, Harry Potter or something. And I went and I saw it. And, yeah, I love going to those once in a while.
I think the
really fun.
I think the last movie I saw at a drive-in movie theater was, I think it was one of the Back to the Future movies.
Really?
I want to say it was that.
Oh, wow.
It was, 1989?
Okay.
Also the last time I was in a fight.
Well, Cohen, that sounds about right.
Not with my date, but with the guy that was kind of parked behind us.
Oh.
And was really loud, and I went back and I guess I didn't ask him
nicely.
Showed
him who's boss.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Who won, you?
I think it was
You're here to tell the tale?
I don't think I won.
Oh, that's all I'll ask. I'll leave it there.
Yeah,
all
right, I decided that my fighting days were over.
Okay.
And I would try to be nice to people after that. Let's revisit our question of the day from earlier this morning. What did you steal? What did you take, maybe accidentally? 609-383-1073. Tell us what happened. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. From the app, Brian in Egg Harbor Township failed attempts but tried to steal Jana's heart.
When?
You don't remember this?
No,
okay.
I don't. But I believe you. That's so funny.
DM Jana and we'll take it off the air and you can have a private conversation. Kurt is on the line from Clayton. What'd you steal, Kurt?
Stole a pen.
Oh, no. Kurt.
From where?
It could be from the bank or a customer service place.
Just
anywhere.
If it writes nice, you're taking it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Most of them are nicer than the ones you have lying around.
Do you have a collection of them now?
I do.
Heirlooms, Kurt.
That's right.
Appreciate you. All right, Jana, you had one more thing that you stole?
I did. So I don't know if this counts as stealing, though, okay, first of all.
It probably does.
But
you should probably go to prison. I'm telling you already.
Honestly, I accidentally drove off with the gas guzzle thingy.
In your car, still connected.
Yes, and the guy was
the guy was ticked off.
Poor guy, the guy was flagging me down in the parking lot. And I was like, "What?" And then he kept pointing to the thing. I was like, "Oh crap!"
You're lucky it didn't burst into flames and explode.
That's not funny.
Good morning, we're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning: a fire Friday in a science lab has led to virtual classes this week at Barnegat High School. School officials say firefighters and emergency personnel responded to the fire at the school after sprinklers were activated in the science lab. The school sprinkler system helped contain the fire, but there's water damage in several classrooms. Classes at Barnegat High School being conducted online beginning today.
Early in-person voting for the November 4th election kicks off Saturday in New Jersey. There are fewer locations open than on Election Day, but the goal is to reduce long lines at the polls come November 4th. Aside from the big New Jersey governor's race between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli, voters will also decide on all of the seats in the state assembly, along with local races.
The National Weather Service says it's probable New Jersey will face another nor'easter this week. The latest forecast says we'll likely be hit with heavy rains and gusty winds starting Wednesday, continuing into Thursday.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of...
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, someone needs to hand out brown bag lunches and send adults on field trips to museums and aquariums. The world would be a better place.
Probably.
My neighbors are having a fun Halloween party, so I might go over there and tell them to keep it down or I'll call the cops.
It wouldn't be complete unless somebody threatens that, so.
Number three, going to pass out mayonnaise packets to trick-or-treaters.
You can get those for free if
That'll
you stock up
great.
Early enough.
That'll
yeah.
go over great. Number four, you look like the kind of person whose phone calls have been recorded and used for trading purposes.
That's the insult.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets.
That's
last one.
Not great.
Number five. A girl in a bar once asked me what my favorite position was, and I replied, shortstop. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. How'd you like to go to Las Vegas on our dime? We got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you and your guest on. Fly you to Las Vegas, put you up at a hotel, give you concert tickets, backstage passes for Lainey Wilson, and $500 in cash. It's our Lainey Wilson trip. Way to win is to listen for the Lainey Wilson codes five times every day, 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening. When we give you a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, click on the Lainey Wilson button, and type in your code. Here's your first code of the day, 820.
820, that does something to my brain,
Oh, I'm
too.
Sorry, that's the time. That's not the code.
Joe, you just played me. That's not funny.
He knew
I was going to say that.
The code is 748. Ugh. Your code is 748. Now, if you accidentally put in the one I said first, it's okay.
You can go back in.
Well,
yeah.
No, you can't go back in. Once you put it in, lock it in. Once you put it in, we will still accept that code. But
before you press send.
The real code is 748. So
yes.
If you accidentally put the other one in, that's okay. We'll accept that.
748 is the code that you need.
748. Enter it on the Cat Country 107.3 app at the Lainey button. We're talking accidentally, but I think we've gotten some on-purpose answers as well.
Yes.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. From our app, Eric in Cape May writes, I stole my friend's girlfriend. Does that count?
Yes, that counts.
He said she was 16, I was 18. Now we've been married for 22 years with three kids, so I don't think I'll be returning her anytime soon.
Probably not.
Although he says, might have thought about it a few times.
That's fair.
Angela's on the phone from Mullica. Go ahead, Angela.
Yeah, hi. I once took a Patron shaker from Chili's on Black Friday.
What's a Patron shake? Oh, the drink.
Like the drink mixer when they mix it in the thing. And my mom ordered a margarita.